It's August, the only month without a holiday in the U.S. I'm thinking about taking a health holiday. Not to a health spa where the only thing on the menu is juice and mud masks. And not one of those medical vacations where you go to a developing country to get your teeth fixed because it's cheaper there and they use the local fire water as anesthesia. I want a good old-fashioned prescription to get out of town. I want a doctor to say, the only thing that will cure you is a trip to the beach. Or, you know what I recommend? An extended stay in a Swiss mountain village. The fresh air will do you some good. I want to get sent away to one of those 19th century healing caves, or to the good kind of sanatorium, the kind with elaborate grounds of topiary shrubs and fountains of Roman gods. Because Utah is killing me right now. I wake up every morning with what I wish was heartburn, but I know is really the slight burning sensation that asthma greets me with. I've been trapped in my house all week because any venture outside leads to an unbearable tightness in my chest that eventually leads to a panic attack. I stopped biking to work. I stopped exercising. I increased my dosage of steroids and anti-inflammatories and bronchial dilators. Oh, but the sunsets lately, haven't they been lovely? That is the most pathetic consolation prize I can think of. When I see the sun turn blood red well before it nears the horizon, I think apocalypse. I think poison. I think my days here are numbered. This isn't supposed to be a woe-is-me rant about living with asthma. This is supposed to be my call for a revival of Dickensian seaside outings, or those tuberculosis camps in upstate New York where people could cough up blood into a porcelain bowl on the screened-in veranda of a historic home, watching the woodpeckers and the squirrels in the trees. In a sort of desperate move, I recently purchased a hypnosis download called Ease Asthma.
Hello, and welcome to your Ease Asthma hypnotic download. As you will know, the symptoms of asthma include difficulty breathing, wheezing, coughing, chest pains, and chest tightness.
One of the scariest things about asthma is that it causes you to sometimes forget to breathe. Probably you've never experienced this if you haven't been forced to become aware of your every breath, but throughout the day, I unconsciously hold my breath for extended periods of time. I guess it's to provide some relief. I don't really know why I do it. I don't even know that I am doing it until I get a small, sharp headache that reminds me that my brain probably needs some oxygen.
Hypnosis can improve your immune function and anesthetize pain and directly and beneficially affect the workings of the body. This means that hypnosis can ease asthma.
I don't know if it's working, but the best part is getting what is essentially a 20-minute power nap in the middle of the day. And in the induction part of the session, which is the "you are getting sleepy, very sleepy" part of hypnosis, my hypnotherapist tells me to picture myself at the beach, of all places, with the sea breeze, the soft sounds of the foamy waves, and not a care in the world.
And some people, on holiday, stretch out on the beach, basking in the warmth of the sun, listening to the waves lapping at the beach.
According to NASA's worldwide map of PM2.5 particulate levels, I should be picturing myself at Cannon Beach on the coast of Oregon, anywhere in Madagascar, or the Gold Coast of Australia. These are my safe places, the most pristine places on the globe when it comes to air quality. This is where my subconscious goes and frolics on the shore, where the sun burns bright and yellow until it sinks into the silvery sea. This is my health holiday. If I can't leave Utah for 3 months at a time, I can at least leave it for 20 minutes a day.
There's always a sense that this is your time to enjoy.
Imagining myself somewhere else. This is Jennifer Pemberton for Utah Public Radio.